And one of the big cancers that is prevalent here in Australia with the load of sunlight that we get during the summer is melanoma. And there are some exciting things happening in the world of melanoma diagnosis. To talk to us about that, from Edith Cowan University, is Professor Mel Zeman. Good morning, Mel. Can you tell us about this exciting new diagnosis tool in diagnosing melanoma?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the station. Really appreciate it. Yes, my team have developed a diagnostic test that really can pick up melanoma at its very earliest stages. And the way it does that is it detects what we call autoantibodies. So our body produces antibodies to the cancer because proteins are different from normal. So the body produces autoantibodies to the cancer at very early stages. And we can pick up those autoantibodies in the blood of patients who have developed a very small cancer.
Mel, is this one of the things that makes your new way of diagnosing this different from the previous methods that are in place?
Yes, there's no blood test for early melanoma at this stage, apart from what we're doing. So at present, people go to a skin check place or a dermatologist, and he will take a biopsy of a suspected melanoma. And so that's an invasive procedure that will be then sent to a pathology lab where they check to make sure it is a melanoma. And that's great, and they do that very, very well. We certainly would not be able to compete with the way that dermatologists diagnose early melanoma. They do a very good job. The problem is when people have sometimes over 100 moles on their body, and the dermatologist has only a few minutes to check, which mole do you check? Difficult. Also, people have a history of melanoma or a family history of melanoma, so they need better follow-up. So in these cases, our blood tests would help.
By the fact that you can get in there and diagnose a little bit earlier and have that all overlook, because as you said, if you've got a lot of moles, which one do they look at? How much of an impact will that have for patients, knowing that they can get this diagnosis potentially a lot earlier?
It will have a very huge impact, and it will also help clinicians as well. I've spoken to them at the dermatology conference, getting their opinion on whether this would be of benefit to clinicians, and they said certainly would be. It would help with ongoing maintenance of patients. It would help to get them into the dermatologist earlier, so that any melanoma can be picked up earlier and gotten rid of earlier, which is a huge benefit, because if a melanoma is diagnosed early, there's a 98% 5-year survival rate. The longer it's left and the bigger the melanoma, the 5-year survival rate decreases dramatically down to less than 50% in 5 years.
Which is some good news that those survival rates can increase when you consider that in the last year there are around about 13,000 new cases of melanoma on the books, resulting in around 1,600 people sadly losing their lives. Is this new blood test happening at the moment, or are we still got to wait for some more things to take place?
Well, we're trying to get it into the clinic as fast as possible. We're working with clinicians to help us to get it to be perfect. So we just want to validate it in a lot more patients to make sure that we can do this 100%.
Do we have a rough time frame at this stage, or is that one of those how long is a piece of string questions?
No, it's ready to go. We just want to validate it in a lot more patients. And then if we get money and someone wants to take it up, commercial test, it's good to go.
Mel, I really hope you get the results you need so that can be in the marketplace soon. Thank you so much for your time and letting us know about some of the exciting works taking place in melanoma research there. Professor Mel Zeman from the School of Medical and Health Sciences from Edith Cowan University. 2NURFM 103.7.